Bach's music speaks to each age in its own way, and sometimes the age speaks back. In 1931, a British pianist named Harriet Cohen invited just about all the well-known English composers of the day to transcribe Bach's music for her. What they came up with, eventually published in a single collection, is a remarkable fusion of Bach's Baroque craft and what we now call the English pastoral tradition. The Bach book for Harriet Cohen with pianist Jonathan Plowright is coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from 99.5 WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston. Bach himself was a constant musical explorer. He regularly studied music from far-flung corners of Europe to learn how other cultures communicated in music. Then he would transform that same music, imprinting it with his own North German language while retaining the core of the original. A couple of centuries later, Harriet Cohen's British colleagues turned that process around, creating works that conjure thoughts of tramping through the green hills of England while retaining Bach's identity through and through, as you'll hear later on. Also on the program today, you'll hear the cantata number 116, Du Friede Fürst, Herr Jesu Christ, or O Prince of Peace, Lord Jesus Christ. And you can find a translation of that work from Boston's Emmanuel Music when you visit us online at classicalwcrb.org, where you can also hear this program again on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. In the early 1970s, the idea of researching and performing Baroque music on instruments authentic to the time in which the music was written and in the style the composers would have heard, historically informed performance in shorthand, was beginning to take on an inevitable momentum. Primarily based in Europe, this movement found a willing partner stateside in Martin Perlman, who founded Banchetto Musicale in 1973. It was the first permanent Baroque orchestra in this country, later changing its name to Boston Baroque. Here they are, in one of their many recordings, with Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 2, featuring trumpeter Friedemann Immer, recorder soloist Christopher Kruger, oboist Mark Schachman, and violinist Daniel Stepner. Thank you. the Brandenburg Concerto No. 2 by Bach, performed by Boston Baroque and conductor Martin Perlman. The soloists included trumpeter Friedemann Immer, recorder soloist Christopher Kruger, oboist Mark Schachman, and violinist Daniel Stepner. The middle movement of that piece, as in just about any Baroque concerto, is a lyrical interlude, separating two flashier, more virtuosic outer movements. And there's a deep, soulful quality embedded in that lyricism, something you can hear in a piano transcription by 20th century English composer and conductor Eugene Goossens. Jonathan Plowright is the pianist. Eugene Goossens was a British conductor and composer, and in the early 1930s, while he was music director of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, he was one of several composers who contributed to what became known as the Bach Book for Harriet Cohen. Jonathan Plowright was the pianist in Goossens' transcription of the middle movement of Bach's second Brandenburg Concerto. And you'll hear more from this same collection of transcriptions a bit later in the hour. Bach's cantata number 116, Du Friede Fürst, Herr Jesu Christ, or O Prince of Peace, Lord Jesus Christ, is a piece that seems to have a split personality. Its first and last movements are warm and inviting, with soft, comforting textures. But between those two bookends are four short movements that are spare, dark, and maybe even unsettling. It might be confusing until you look at what's behind it. Bach, ever the musical theologian, is simply reflecting the character of two of the Bible readings associated with the Sunday for which the Cantata 116 was written. Both concern the Last Judgment, or Armageddon. But in one of those passages, taken from Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, the Second Coming results in a joyful passage to paradise. The other picture, from the Gospel of Matthew, warns of an ordeal and suffering through a descent into hell. Both are integral to the theology of Bach's time, and both are reflected in the music. As the piece begins, the chorus praises the divine as a strong helper in times of distress, the orchestra providing a radiant cushion for a chorale tune. But as the perspective shifts to the individual, anxiety dominates, as the alto soloist sings about the agony of the enraged judge, accompanied through an angular line by a solo oboe d'amore. Then, in the emotional center of the cantata, a trio of soloists sings a sort of confession in music. First representing the brokenness of the individual believer through a weaving of individual phrases. Then representing the dedication and fortitude of the divine in something more like solid block harmonies. Bach ends the piece by taking us back to that more hopeful outlook as the community voice prays for illumination and grace. Remember, if you'd like to see a translation of the text for this piece, just visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. Here is the cantata number 116, Du Friede Fürst, Herr Jesu Christ, with soprano Sibylla Rubens, alto Annette Markert, tenor Christoph Pregardien, and bass Klaus Mertens. Toon Koopman conducts the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra and Choir.
erzürnte den Richter
doch, o Jesu, dass du noch ein Fürst des Friedens heißest. Aus Liebe wolltest du dein Wort uns senden, will sich dein Herz auf einmal von uns wenden, der du so große Hilfe sonst beweisest.
Thank you.
sprach ja dein erbarmend Herz, dein erbarmend Herz, dein erbarmend Herz, als dir wieder gefallen Schmerz, dir gefallen Schmerz,
erschreckgeplagtes Land, die
The cantata number 116 by J.S. Bach, Du Friede Fürst, Herr Jesu Christ, or O Prince of Peace, Lord Jesus Christ. Toon Koopman conducted the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra and Choir with soprano Sibylla Rubens, alto Annette Markert, tenor Christoph Prekardien, and bass Klaus Mertens. In 1931, the British pianist Harriet Cohen invited several composer friends to create piano transcriptions of Bach's music for her. And the list of participants in the project reads like a who's who of mid-century British music, including Frank Bridge, Herbert Howells, William Walton, and Ralph Vaughan Williams. Far from direct note-for-note transcriptions of Bach's originals, these short pieces use subtle additions, alterations of ornaments, harmonies, and phrasing to create a vision of Bach through the prism of the English countryside. Here's a set of them, beginning with the Fantasia in G major, transcribed by Harriet Cohen's lover, Arnold Bax. Jonathan Plowright is the pianist.
Thank you.
piano works by Bach as filtered through the minds of some of England's great composers of the 1930s. Jonathan Plowright was the pianist with transcriptions by Arnold Bax, William Walton, John Ireland, Constant Lambert, Ralph Vaughan Williams, and Lord Berners. Remember, you can hear this program again on demand when you visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.